If we had more parents like that today, we'd have better discipline in this country than we have today.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yes, sir. That's very true. But today, I tell my wife many times about that little old dog we got here. He minds me a whole lot better than children mind today.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah. He's got an old bottle that he plays with, an old plastic Clorox bottle, and I got a bunch of marbles in there, and he plays with that. And he gets around and won't play around my feet in the afternoon. Come in, I'm tired. Well, I said, boy, go get that bottle. Well, he'll tear out and go get that bottle, and all over this place, and they're rattling and running with it. You ever seen it? I said, now, how many children would do that?
Do you ever get any rain around here that just, like, you get a heavy rain for a short period of time and then stops?
Oh, yeah. That cloud passes over, and you get your rain out of that, and that cloud may go on, and you may not get another drop of rain that day, and it may not last for 5 minutes. It might last an hour. Mm-hmm. It might last longer.
Mm-hmm.
No telling. Depending on the condition of the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there a name for that kind of, what, that rain, you know, when it rains for a short period and moves on?
Nope, not that I know of. Yeah, I'll tell you.
Sounds like good.
A thunder shower.
Fodder shower.
Yeah, that's what we call them when they come quick and over with. We call them fodder showers.
Because it's wet fodder? Or
if you got water, got fodder out there, it'll get wet if you don't get it in. But that's what we used to call them.
Water
when
shower.
It just come a short rain, you know, just enough to wet things good. And pretty good. We call them fodder showers.
Great. Never heard of that. That's great. What would you call a storm that has a lot of thunder and lightning?
Oh, that's an electrical storm.
Okay.
And we had one of them here the other night, too.
Out here?
Oh, yes. We didn't have no dew shed for about 3 hours.
Just it, rain?
It gets these lines. Lightning strikes them, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of our lights was out, my deep freeze was off, and all this, that, and the other. And I tried to get the repair shop down there, Tampa Electric. The line rang busy all the time. I knew somebody had him, or was had already reported it. When you call him day or night, it's 24 hours, you know. If you call him, and if his line is busy, wait just a little bit. And call again if it's still busy, you know somebody's already got him. And he just left that phone off the hook. So he's getting his men out to go to the job.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's not having to answer that telephone all the time.
Yeah.
So I just went on to bed the other night. And the wife said, well, that deep freeze is off. I said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We'll just have to leave it off. I said, Tampa Electric will be on it pretty quick. Won't be long now, because somebody has already got him, and he's taking his phone off the hook. I know most of them, a lot of them old boys up there, you know. So I call them loafers and everything else when they come around here. I have a time with them. Got a bunch of pretty good boys down there. So.
Do you ever get a lot of strong winds around here?
Oh, yes, when we have those storms, that's when we have the high wind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen storms here just blow them pine trees down right out there, right on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of that done. And these here twisters that they have, what they call cyclones, you know. Well, I've never been connected in any way with one of them. I've always been very lucky that I never was tied into the cyclone or twisters, whatever they call them.